This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 506, Vitor's IELTS victory of two band increases.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get honest and motivating advice from Vitor, a Three Keys student, about how to get nines in reading and speaking and an 8.5 in listening. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners and podcast fans. We are doing something really special today. This is a sequel episode. We've never gotten to do this before. So, guys, you may remember our amazing student, Vitor. He was on the show, a month ago, Vitor?
Yeah, probably 1 month and a half ago.
Yeah, okay. And you already got amazing scores at that time, but you increased even more. So I think you have some vital tips and tricks for our students today. Let's remind everybody and remind me, what were the scores that you got before?
Well, the first time I took IELTS was on June 3rd. Was the first time ever. I had no preparation and was listening 6.5, writing 6, speaking 7, and reading 7.5. Yeah, that's it. That was my first scores. And the second time, okay, after the course, I increased the 1 band point in each. Only reading decreased the half a band, but I did not got my scores, so I kept trying, and I took a third IELTS, which I had a really bad time at the day specifically.
And really?
Yeah. I had moved from city. I was 2,000 kilometers away from the test center. I had
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was terrible. So my back was aching. I was with a headache, terrible headache. Well, it was everything wrong with me that day. So I did not got the scores I needed. And about a month, less than a month, 3 weeks after, I rescheduled my IELTS. And now on December 2nd, I got a really, really good result.
You got amazing results, man. Like, you posted them in our Facebook group and people are commenting on those still. People are just like, how did you do that? I bet so many people are asking you questions in the group. Like, please help us. How did you do that?
Yeah. That's exactly it. I'm trying to help them all, but I'm just one. So I think recording this show is the best way to give them tips and advice.
I was going to say the same exact thing. So maybe just like after we talk today, just post like a blanket answer. Just be like, listen, this podcast will be published on such and such a date. Just listen to that. Okay. So what were your most recent scores?
Well, was listening 8.5, reading 9, writing 7, and speaking 9.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is okay. Was your mind blown as well? Like, was this better than you even thought you could do?
Wow, that was unbelievable. I rechecked the numbers, my numbers, my candidate number. I couldn't believe when I opened the results. So was mind blowing for sure. Wow. I couldn't believe
it. That's so awesome. What were you aiming for? Like, did you actually score above what you needed or what you were hoping for?
Well, really, really above. I surpassed it by 2 band points, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because I needed at least 7 on each band and listening 8.
Oh, wow.
So I got 9 in reading, 9 in speaking, 2 bands above, and half a band on listening. Just the writing, I got 7 that I needed.
So, okay, let's break this down.
Okay.
Let's break it down into some advice that maybe our students, our listeners could use. Maybe we can think about what other people have asked you on Facebook so you don't have to answer any more questions. Let's talk about the listening first. So initially you got a 6.5. You did our course, you learned the strategies, that increased to 7.5. Right?
Yes.
So how did you bring that up even more? How did you raise that to an 8.5?
Well, the first thing I noticed is because I couldn't focus very well. That was my main problem. So I started to follow the tips, follow the advices. I used the tricky strategies as the backbone of my preparation, not only in listening, but in all other skills. So, but regarding listening specifically, I did a lot of mock tests, and I separated each section, the first section, yeah, second section, and I noted that the section 3 was the most difficult for me. So I kept trying on that band. I kept trying on that section just to increase my attention. And I noted that every question that every option that he gives you, he talks about it on the listening. So just following along with my pen was the best thing I could do to keep me focusing.
So it's funny you say that, because a lot of students have the same feeling that section three is just a nightmare for a lot of people. Why do you think that is? It's like there's more than one person talking, or is it the topic?
No, probably they try to trick you, and they are really good on doing that. So they keep trying to trick you. They say something and they change it. So it's very easy to lose track, you know?
Totally. So the biggest key here would be just to be able to track everything and to apply this to test practice as much as you can.
Correctly. Yeah, for sure. If you keep if you keep doing mock tests with the strategies, they will become natural for you. So it's going to be really easy to use them.
So doing mock tests is obviously important, right? We have to do that to practice the strategies until they feel natural. But in order to increase, I mean, you increase the listening by 2 whole band points. So I'm guessing there was some overall skill improvement there as well. I mean, you had to increase your comprehension as far as listening goes overall, like not just strategies, but being able to understand. So were you listening to podcasts? Like what were you doing to improve that skill?
Well, the first thing I put in mind is that I had to walk my talk. I wrote a pledge on the first day of the course, and I said that I would study very hard. And so I did. The first thing I did it was to download Podcast Addicted. I have listened podcasts, a lot of them, like yours.
Awesome.
Energy is really, really useful. And The Guardian, Eventual Millionaire, Harvard Business Review, many podcasts. And I watched a lot of TED Talks. They are amazing.
Yeah.
And awesome. I think that's it. Listen a lot of raw material, and you're going to be able to understand better and better.
So there's 2 things I want to pull out there for our listeners. The first is you mentioned that promise, and that's funny because Lindsay and I were just talking about this on another episode, how, this is like, you need to hold yourself accountable. You know, so guys, whether or not excuse me, whether or not you're in our course, you know, however you are approaching your IELTS preparation, making your promise public, posting it in Facebook, announcing it at dinner, you know, with your family or your friends, that does help to motivate you. It's this sort of, it's sort of a form of peer pressure in a way. You're like, okay, everybody knows that I'm going to take IELTS. Like, everybody is hoping that I get these scores as well. Now I have to fulfill that. You know, like, I've stated my intention and now I have no choice but to work as hard as I can to make that come true. So making that promise public, guys, is a really important motivator as soon as you start your preparation. But then you also noted raw material. I like how you phrase that. So guys, the stuff made for native speakers. Our podcast is obviously amazing. Like, you need it for IELTS, but you also need podcasts made for native speakers. You need to raise the bar of your comprehension. Hello and happy 2018, IELTS Energy listeners. If you are ready to commit yourself to the same system that helped Vitor increase his scores and increase his scores again, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, cool. Let's move on to reading.
Nine. Really good score.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that must have been like so like validating for you, because initially your score had gone down by half a point, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So like, what happened?
Well, when I saw my first score, 7.5, was above what I really needed, I simply neglected working on reading. Although I read a lot. I read books, my news feed on Facebook, I interact only with The Guardian, CNN, New York Times, just to show me more news in English and quality news. I just stopped practicing the reading, and that was really bad for my scores, that decreased them. So I noticed that I had problems on two specific parts. True, false, not given was really hard for me, and matching headings and paragraphs.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Those were nightmares for me.
Those are the Achilles heel of everyone. It doesn't matter how much you read. It doesn't matter if you're like reading a novel a week. That, like, it's not so much about reading comprehension. Like you said, like, you read a lot. And that's, unfortunately, like, that's not exactly what we need to pass the reading exam with such high scores. Like, you need the strategies, you know, and you need to apply them to test practice and get used to them. So if we could sort of break down how you improved that, what do you think, was there like a light bulb moment where something clicked, or like, what do you think sort of brought you over that challenge mountain, if you will, to get past the true, false, not given and the headings?
Well, I started to apply the strategies only to them. I searched online many questions, true, false, not given, and matching headings and paragraphs, and started using the strategies over and over again. The repetition made me simply perfect. I could not miss anymore. So awesome. I was really confident when I started the test. And during the test, when I was transferring my answers to the answer sheet, I saw that I made a mistake, and I had time to erase half of the answer sheet and rewrite half of the answer sheet. Because I had so much time available, I could rewrite everything, half of the answer sheet. Because it was natural. So it was really easy to me to see the question and find the answer, you know?
So wait, like, had you written it like you wrote an answer on the wrong number and it like threw off the other answers? They were like, half of them were in the wrong space or something?
Yeah, that's it. I put a, okay. I can't remember if I put a one above or one below. It's a rookie mistake, but I did it. And I when I noticed it, I said, oh my God. And I started erasing everything and rechecking my answers. So hopefully it was very, very fine.
Oh my gosh. Oh man. I can't imagine that feeling. Like when you saw what the mistake was, like your heart must have like jumped into your mouth. Just, you must have just paused for a second. Just, oh, just like panicked. But you had time because you were so good already that you had all this extra time to fix it. That's amazing.
That's okay.
So, and the strategies you're talking about, like these are the three key strategies, right? For the
exactly.
true, false, not given in the headings. Okay,
exactly.
Cool. I want to make sure we're not like directing people to other websites. Okay, awesome. So yeah, the true, false, not given, guys, it is tricky, but it is possible to figure out, right? And headings should be really fast. Once you know where to look, right? And you know not to overthink it. And it's just, I think why the strategies for these two question types in particular are difficult at first is because students don't trust them. You know, students don't trust that it can be fast, that you do only have to look here or match these words. You know what I mean? And so they still allow themselves to read too much or think too much, but it just comes down to the matching and the strategies, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's really simple. Yeah. I mean, when you start studying IELTS and you see the goals that you need, it seems insurmountable, but it's not.
Yeah.
If you keep practicing and use these strategies, for sure you're going to succeed. There is no other way. The strategies are the backbone, are really the backbone of your preparation. And of course, you have to go the extra mile, you have to listen to some podcasts, you have to read other things. Mm-hmm. But if you keep trying, if you keep practicing, it's going to seem easy. I feel like I could do it again without hesitation.
That's awesome. That's amazing. Okay, so let's get to the enormous, I almost said miracle, but it's not a miracle because it's hard work. Like, it's not luck, right? Like, you worked hard for these scores. So, speaking nine, without further ado, how, like, you went from a 7 to an 8 to a 9. Like, just let's forget about that third attempt when everything was awful, and let's focus on the other three. So 7 to an 8 to a 9. How did you keep increasing by a whole band point each time?
It seems odd, but the more you read, the better you speak.
Oh.
Yeah.
Explain, please.
Yeah, I mean, whenever I'm reading or listening to podcasts, this raw material starts to gets embodied in your mind, you know, embedded in your mind. So once you embody these words, it's easy, they become easier to use afterwards. What I do. Whenever I hear another interesting word, I imagine myself in a situation where that word fits perfectly. And I talk talk about it out loud to myself until it becomes natural. And I posted a picture on the group with high-level words regarding...
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting because, for example, everyone says, oh, I'm happy, or it's a happy situation. And you could see the next level word would be joyful, for example. So I simply stopped using happy and started using only joyful. And I started using only the interesting words over and over again.
Awesome.
And I practiced with some friends, and I started to helping them, correct them, and I tried to improve a bit my grammar because sometimes I make some mistakes in grammar. But I think you said it once on the podcast that even if you take a few mistakes, some mistakes that even native speakers would make, it would be fine. So I believe that this 9 was just because I tried to a lot of raw material inside my brain, and they just come out.
So this echoes something another student said, Pia. She has recently been on the podcast as well, and talking about vocab and ideas for writing, but it's the same as what you're saying for speaking. We need that input, right? You need to be constantly exposing yourself to these higher level words and phrases, but then we can't stop there. Like, you have to use them. And students are asking all the time, like, why can't I use these words, right? Like, I wrote them all down. I have them in my vocab notebook. Why can't I use them? Well, guys, you heard it here. This is how you have to make yourself use it. But I like that initial step of picturing yourself in a situation in which you use that word. Because, guys, if you can personally connect to that word, make it make sense to you, right? Connect it to an image in your mind of something you would actually say or something you would actually do. That's the way to start remembering it, right? That's the way to sort of make the word real to you. So I really love that first step. Guys, include that in your practice. When you're reviewing your vocab notebooks, pause, close your eyes, think about when you would actually say this word and say it out loud, right? That's awesome. Because your vocabulary is amazing. I do remember there was like a week or two, probably between your third and fourth attempts, where I think you posted maybe 3 different sort of really impressive word lists, just like this high level vocabulary that you had found and then you shared with the group. So I love that, guys. Take these easy words out of your vocabulary. I tell people that all the time. Stop saying happy. Stop saying good. You know, there are much better adjectives we can use instead of those. Okay, fantastic. And then the writing. So you maintained the 7. Do you feel like you could have done something to raise it? Do you feel like maybe the topic was weird, or like what happened on your writing exam?
Well, the third exam I took, it was an 8. So I decreased it to 7. But I believe I misled the word, because the topic, I was a bit off topic, I think. I was so focused, I was so concentrated on writing on the structure that I just got a bit off topic. But I still got the 7 that I needed, and that's increasing. That's brilliant.
Yeah. So you don't have to think about IELTS ever again.
Whoa. Yeah. It's a relief. You don't know how heavy this burden was.
Oh my God, I can imagine. And to like, because you worked so hard at it. I mean, obviously, as our listeners have heard today, you put in as much effort as you could to getting these scores. And you got them, just like Vitor was telling you guys. It is possible. Guys, it is possible. You need some strategies. You need some solid information about the test, about what to do. But then it's up to you to apply it. You know, like Vitor said, apply it as much as possible until it feels natural. Okay, I love it. First sequel episode. I'm so excited that we got to talk to you again. With such like amazing news. We are starting 2018 so positively here at IELTS Energy. Guys, if you are ready to commit yourself to the same system that helped Vitor increase his scores a couple times, then you can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so awesome. Vitor, do you have any last words of inspiration for our listeners?
Yes. I would say you don't forget about your body, about your health before the exam. Get hydrated, have a really nice sleep. And because your body is not only to transport your brain out there, you know, you have to take care of it. So be careful, be gentle. And on the test day, you're going to unleash your full potential. Otherwise, you're a few tired or distracted for anything else. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind and you're going to be fine. It is possible. It's feasible and you can do it just like I could.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Vitor. Congratulations again and best of luck in the future, okay?
Thank you so much for having me. It was a real pleasure to be here again.
For us too. So exciting. You made IELTS Energy history. You're the first one to have a sequel episode. So congratulations.
Thank you so much, Vitor. Jessica.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you. Happy holidays. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.